Too many bosses, too few leaders. The three essential principles you need to become an extraordinary leader. By Rajiv Peshawaria. Narrated by Sean Rennett. Copyright 2011 by Rajiv Peshawaria. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Free Press, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Mohandas Gandhi started his working life like any other professional, and soon became a very successful attorney in the UK. He might have spent the rest of his life practicing law if he had not taken a trip to South Africa on behalf of a client at the age of 24. It was a clear day in South Africa, 1893. Dressed in an elegant suit, Gandhi was traveling first class on a train when he was asked to move to third class because he was colored. When he produced his ticket to show his right to travel in a first-class compartment, he was asked how he even managed to buy a ticket because only whites were allowed to travel in first class. "I asked for it in the mail," he said, "and as I am a citizen of the British Empire, I should be allowed to travel in first class just like any other citizen, regardless of the color of my skin." His protests yielded no results, and he was physically thrown out of the train. Upon meeting with members of the local community, he learned about the extent of segregation of people and life in South Africa. The plight of the people of color, along with his own experience on the train, really moved him. As an attorney, his first response was to legally challenge the validity of certain rules that severely restricted the freedom of colored people. Soon realizing that the goal of obtaining equal status for all people was unlikely to be achieved through litigation, he thought long and hard about what to do.